If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on TMS, colonoscopies are a real shit show.
13 flavors at Raskin Bobbins.
The Northern Lights sound like Nickelback. I'm out.
Nope to the Pope.
Canadians eat like the rest of us.
World's smallest poutine launcher.
Rocky Road colonoscopy is not a new Ben & Jerry's flavor.
Ew. The TikTok McNugget Challenge.
No 4x3 for you.
612 days of not watching Parasite.
Sheldon's head on a Batman's body.
Carolina's fist bump.
Never tell me the odds. Never tell me the calories.
Let God sort my screws.
Making Things with Bill.
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
It's October 4th. Happy Halloween. Looking for people for dating and relationship. So please leave a message.
You want to get a look at my crotch?
This is The Morning Stream. The hell you say?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, October 11th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. Happy Monday. Happy beginning of a brand new week.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It was a busy weekend, but, you know, we made it through, and
we did.
We're here.
Came out clean on the other side.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a lot going on, but I did manage to do a bunch of stuff I never thought I was going to get through. Would you like to hear one of the ones? Okay.
Yes, please do.
Well, first of all, I'm going to share something with you in our Discord. This is a very visual thing, so I apologize to people at home. Chat room, I'll let you see it as well. But this happened.
Oh my gosh, that looks infected. Is that, are you going to have a doctor look at that?
Well, it's not even my actual penis. Just kidding. This is a animated GIF of me almost watching Parasite.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure to take a picture of me almost taking out the trash and send it to Tina and see what she thinks of that.
And make sure you have it as the focus window.
I like you just hover back and forth over the play button. Is there audio that I'm not hearing?
Nope. It's just a GIF. And it's, you know,
how does that count for anything?
It doesn't. It doesn't count for anything. You know what it counts for is me going through the work of creating a GIF of me hovering over a thing, which I had no intention of watching.
I know, right? That GIF probably took you longer to make than it would take to watch the movie. You know, it would take me longer to make that GIF than it would take to watch the movie.
Yeah, I did it in about 30 seconds. But anyway, I didn't watch that, but I did watch Black Widow.
Oh, good. Not Widowmaker. No. You didn't watch K-19, The Widowmaker.
No, I didn't watch that.
Accidentally.
Yeah, not...
I thought Scarlett Johansson was supposed to be in this thing.
All I see is Indiana Jones, and that's it. What's going on? I saw The Black Widow, and it was great. It was a great time. I really liked it. Yeah. I think, you know, and so, some people thought it was a little too much of like standard spy tropey kind of spy movie. It's kind of what I wanted. It's kind of exactly what I wanted. So
that's how Marvel excels, right? I mean, they do movies that aren't just a straight up superhero movie. They make it something else.
Yeah. And I really
Venom, I don't think is as good because it just tries to be a superhero beating up a supervillain. Really, it's an anti-hero beating up a supervillain. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that, that Florence Pugh is amazing.
She's fantastic. She really steals the show. Like I want all her dialogue.
I think she's just like a superior actor to everyone. She's just that good. And she is great in everything
and
she's in.
But David Harbour's great. You know.
Harbour's great. That surprised me. I thought it was going to be pure parody, and it was great. Mm-hmm. It had some real heft to it. I like Rachel Weisz.
Right.
You know, you watched her husband this weekend. We'll get to that in a minute.
I did, yeah.
But that was the thing. So when that was over, it was like Kim and I are having this kind of Sunday where we're like, we're going to catch
up. And that stinger, before we get off of it, that stinger at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I mean about how it does answer the question that you asked me this last week on the show about what the setup might be, where we might see her next. And I think the Hawkeye TV show or series is going to be the next place we see her.
Probably, yeah. And I don't know, what's the deal with Elaine? Why is she in that? Is she in the MCU?
Because you haven't watched Falcon Winter Soldier yet.
Oh, I did, but I didn't see I fell off toward the end. So I'm like four episodes into that. Yeah, I never finished it. So.
Oh, you got to finish it.
Okay. All right.
It's good. Yeah, I thought that was really good.
All right. Well,
so you're really good at half watching.
I'm good at half shit. Yeah, I'm really good at half watching things. if you do that too, right? If you're three or four episodes into a thing, you're like, okay.
Yes. If I go three episodes in and I'm still not digging it, then I bail out. Although people have told me to go back and give, what's that show? Everybody Can Go F Kevin or something like that. Kevin Can Go F Himself.
Oh, right. With what's her name? Alexis. With,
Alexis from Schitt's Creek. Yeah.
Cancel. Oh my gosh.
It'd be great if your Echo Show heard you say Alexis and said, David.
Ew, David.
That would be great. If that's all it did. Didn't respond, didn't ask you, what can I do for you? Just went, ew, David.
Yeah, that'd be great. But then we binged Ted Lasso until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Cool. Just season two or binge from the beginning? You've seen the season.
Oh, yeah. We watched season one. So we got as far as episode 9. So we have 10 and 11 left.
You are 3 episodes ahead of us, and we started binging it yesterday, too.
Oh, good. So you haven't gotten to the Coach Beard thing, then?
No, I have not. Apparently not.
What in the hell was that? I still don't quite know what to make of it. You'll get there, okay. And I don't want to spoil anything, but weird.
I know everybody complained about that Christmas episode. I thought it was fine.
Oh, I love the Christmas episode. Yeah, absolutely fine.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah. What was wrong with that one? What did people...
I don't know. People were complaining about it. I think Randy was complaining about it pre-film sack one day. Yeah. So, but have you watched the Christmas episode yet?
I've moved Catwoman to the Christmas episode. So wait a minute. The Christmas one is... I thought it was nice. What's wrong with
everyone?
I thought
it was nice, too. I had no issues with that.
I really liked it a lot. I mean, it was a change of pace, but it was a nice change of pace. Is it because everybody doesn't want to celebrate Christmas yet because you're all a bunch of curmudgeon lame-os? Is that what's going on?
Weird. It is really weird to see a Christmas episode in August or September, in this case, October.
I guess so.
It aired in August.
It did, but I remember seeing Die Hard in the middle of the summer and thinking, Christmas, but it's okay. Christmas is great.
Yeah, that was just fine.
All right. Well, the last episode we watched, which was this Coach Beard thing. I got questions.
Interesting. Okay.
We're gonna have to talk about it on the other side so that you can
maybe we didn't get to the last episode during our binge because I kept wanting to go back and look at Keeley's outfit in that Christmas episode. Can I rewind, Tina? Do you mind if I rewind again? I think I might have missed something.
Yeah, I want to see sexy Christmas outfit again, please.
Yeah.
But I like the sub story about the bad breath girl. It was cracking me up.
It was great. Yeah. Looking for a dentist and it's so good.
It's an interesting thing.
And Ted and Rebecca going out and playing Santa Claus.
Yeah, was nice.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, F Ollie. Maybe they didn't like the little the Santa Claus at the end cartoon thing up in the sky. Maybe that's what bugged them.
Maybe.
But that's just in that kid's imagination.
No, whoever didn't like that has no soul.
That's what I'm saying. Also, if you watch the Coach Beard one, keep in mind the kid that saw the thing. I'm just saying. Maybe that'll help you. Maybe that'll help you with that episode.
Ooh.
It's a complicated thing, that episode. It's weird.
Interesting. Okay.
All right.
I finished Midnight Mass this weekend.
Oh, how's that going there?
Excellent. Yeah. Good Halloween viewing. And my goodness, the end of episode 5. Yeah. Holy crap. To those who've seen it, I'm not going to say I'm not going to say anything else about it, but holy crap. The end of episode 5. And the whole series, it sticks the landing. It does a really good job of getting you to the end. And, you know, you're kind of sad about who makes it to that final episode and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And did Coach Taylor ever show up? He ever show up to help
out?
He
never did. I was really hoping he'd come to the island and say,
that's a shame.
Saracen.
Yeah, Saracen,
why don't you
get
come
out
over
there
to my house for dinner tonight, Saracen?
Yeah, dude, 10 laps, and then you're coming to my house. We'll talk about you and your grandma and your problems.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay, I was hoping for that. Did the Pope ever show up and hold mass? Did that ever happen with the Pope?
The Pope never shows up. Nope, to the Pope.
Not even a zombie Pope or a ghost Pope? None of that?
No, no zombie, no ghost, no werewolf Pope, no, none of that. But make sure you finish that series before it gets too long, because you know, you don't get recaps in that show. Like, I do like when there's a show we're watching and it's been a while since we've seen an episode and it's previously on such and such. Mm-hmm. And most of the time we skip it, but because during a binge you don't need to.
Sure.
Need to see that stuff. But there's no recap in Midnight Mass, so you want to make sure you keep going.
You also cracked the Why the Last Man.
I did, yeah. I think I'm almost caught up to all the episodes that have been released. I'm halfway through Weird Al is Dead. episode Weird Al is Dead.
I have not gotten to that episode. You're ahead of me by one then, I think.
Okay. Yeah. It took me a second to freaking recognize Missy Pyle.
Oh, yeah. I completely have not
recognized her. Yeah, that first time you see her, like, oh wow, okay, this is a pretty stern lady right here. And then at the end, credits roll just a few minutes after you meet her, and I'm like, oh my god, that was Missy Pyle.
I still wasn't sure after I saw her name in IMDb. I'm like, wait a minute, who are you? What is this character? And then someone pointed it out or finally told me, and I was like, oh, well, that's new. She's usually the wackadoo girl.
She usually is. I mean, we don't know. She might still be a wackadoo girl in this, but.
Yeah. Messy Pyle, everybody. Messy Pyle.
Messy Pyle.
We used to call her that on, what was it? ELR, even. We used to call her Messy Pyle.
Oh, really?
Pyle.
Yeah, that's funny. What a horrible name.
It was a horrible name for a lovely, lovely woman. Great actor.
Exactly.
Comedian. Yes. All that. Yeah.
Yeah. We also went and saw, as you alluded to earlier, we saw No Time to Die. 132-minute James Bond film that, in my opinion, is a great, great send-off for Daniel Craig's James Bond.
Is it a good James Bond movie, though?
It's a very good James Bond movie.
Okay.
It's, I mean, do you want to see Spectre right before? And you might, because it does pick up the Daniel Craig movies have done a great job of like picking up right where the last one left off.
Mm-hmm. I've seen everything but Spectre. So,
okay. Then watch Spectre before you see it. Spectre is streaming on Hulu right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Just, as of a couple days ago, I think that all the Daniel Craig ones got added to Hulu. It does some things that I've never seen them do before in a Bond movie. And it really, really surprised me. This one's not a spoiler, but you get theme music from another James Bond movie in this one.
Ooh, Moonraker.
Specifically,
please let it be Moonraker.
If I tell you one of the George Lazenby movies, I guess it kind of gives it away, doesn't it?
Because he was only in one. Yeah.
He was only in one. So, yeah, you get...
weird.
It is weird. It's cool, though, and it's a great reference. Like, it's a very appropriate... reference.
You still got your Ralph Fiennes as your M or whatever.
You do.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Ralph Fiennes. You got that new Q.
Yeah.
Younger guy. You've got
John
Moneypenny.
Yeah,
I mean, you get the whole set of what is MI6?
MI6. Except you don't get any Judy Dench flashbacks or anything, do you? Or do you?
You even get a little Judy Dench. I'm not gonna lie. There's a and a little Doug Llewellyn?
Doug Llewellyn?
No, Doug Llewellyn was the old Q. Who
old
was
Q.
the old M?
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day. You get
that was a dude.
Yeah, you get quite the and it does not feel at all like fan service. It's like, oh, this is great.
It's good. Lots of good car chases, things like that in there.
Good car chases, well you know, a solid storyline. Rami Malek. I can't believe he did the entire movie and didn't blink once. It's amazing.
Yeah. He does his whole life without blinking once.
So. He does. I know. He's inhuman. Yeah. Is what he is.
Yeah. Hack the world.
Oh, Desmond Llewellyn. You know who Doug Llewellyn is? Doug Llewellyn the guy from the People's Court.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Desmond Llewellyn.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's an easy one to mix up.
Maybe check on in Los Angeles.
Look, I have that right there. Just right there at the handy.
That's who Doug Llewellyn was.
The People's Court.
Our litigants have agreed to settle their dispute in our forum.
Yeah. Which means they signed a waiver saying they'll never take it to real court and they just want to be on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah. We know what that
exactly.
means.
Anyway, excellent. Excellent send off to Daniel Craig. And I don't know what they do next. It's all I can say.
Well, they probably just do like always. They start over, kind of, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They just find a new guy and go, all right, let's go. Or lady or whatever. I don't care who they pick. I think Bond movies, I don't think they've ever been better than they've been with the Daniel Craig stuff on the whole. And so it's going to be a tall order to get the right person for the next thing. But, you know, all these rumored people, I'd be fine with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all sound great. Somebody told me Tilda Swinton was in some running the other day.
Oh, really?
That's weird pick. She's too.
Yeah.
I think she's too towering. She's like a giant crane. It's going to destroy us all. I don't think it works. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But you get your.
Adhesive Wombat says new 007 is a black lady. Now, have you seen the film Adhesive Wombat? Because that question is asked and answered. I think.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, Hayley Atwell. Hayley Atwell as a James Bond would be great.
She would be good. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we watched the first What If, the Captain Britain
thing. The Captain Carter one.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it a lot. It was cool.
Yeah, what do you think of that animation style?
It reminds me, it probably is, actually. I think they're doing that in a game engine.
Yeah.
I don't know what, maybe Unreal or something, but they're using techniques that I actually think that is a very cool crossover, and I don't have really a problem with it. Like, people don't realize, or maybe don't know this because they haven't looked at the behind the scenes stuff, but most of The Mandalorian is shot with Unreal Engine stuff happening in the backgrounds and effects and
which
stuff.
Which is amazing.
No, it's incredible. So I'm all in on that, and this particular thing looked like a video game. But in a good way. I don't mean that as a pejorative
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I was worried at the very beginning and seeing the trailers for What If before the show started that it was going to be distracting, that style of animation was almost going to look too much like that. That's what took me out of Scanner Darkly and whatever the other one was that used that same rotoscoping weird computer-generated cell shading thing.
This avoids those trappings and
it feels
totally does. Feels more dynamic and more hand-done and that sort of thing. The chat room, somebody in the chat says it's the same style as the Spider-Verse. Not even close. It's not even close to that.
Yeah,
I would call this more like... it's really cutscenes in a video game. It's really what it feels like. But a really well-made, expensive one. It's nice. And I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Kim did too, and she didn't think she was gonna. She was like... Oh, is this animated? I'm like, what do you have against animation? She goes, no, I just don't know if I'm in the mood. And then we watched it. Oh, that was great. Let's keep going. I'm like, well, we got to watch Ted Lasso because Carter's home. Oh, okay, well, we'll watch more later. So anyway, it was nice.
Mm. Cool. Like
all right.
Sorry, I'm just checking to see why if my camera is... It's a tiny bit fuzzy. Here's the thing. If I open that webcam settings, it's going to look like I'm in under French fry lights or I'm in a troglodyte cave or something.
Yeah. Chat room, leave Brian alone. He's fine.
Leave my camera alone.
Just leave him alone. He looks fine. He looks great. All right. Exactly. Let's get a Dunaway in this part of the world.
I do believe that
will make us have... We'll go from good time to great time with Dunaway.
I agree. He elevates things.
Except for some reason, it just said... User not found. Okay.
Oh.
There. Now he's found. I don't know what that was about.
I heard he quit Discord. I heard he just decided to up and quit.
He's just out. And he's like, I'm done. Forget it.
Yeah, I'm done with Discord, yeah.
F this stupid software. I'm never using it again kind of thing. All right.
How was that?
Fair enough. Well, while we wait for him, Maybe. Maybe a little.
Meet the defendant, Brian Dunaway.
He's in trouble for growing his tree too big or whatever the hell they used to do. All right, here it is. Hey, look who it is. It's Brian Dunaway joining us from South Carolina. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Hi, Scott and Brian.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are
you?
Ooh, it's a new week. You know how I feel about new weeks. I love them.
Do
new
you?
Opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you love most about a new week? What is that new opportunity afford you in your mind? What do you like?
Everything. Yeah. Anything that failed last week is behind me. Mm. It's in the past. Mm. Is mm. The Lion
that's
King
good. Because weeks are an arbitrary construction. It's a construct of human minds. We all made it up, right? The week is just a thing we all agreed is a thing. So you've been able to parlay that and say, all right, I'm taking this human construct known as a week, and I'm going to use it as a way to reset my mental acuity, right? That's what you've done.
That's what I do. Every Sunday night I go, okay, what happened last week? Oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
Yeah. Now, do you ever think, oh, this week will just be like the last one, and I'll just have to keep doing this in perpetuity until I'm dead?
Yeah, I hate those weeks. Those are the worst.
Those are bad weeks, yeah.
You don't yeah, those are the weeks. Worst.
All right. Well, let's start it off right for you today with this fun time together. And also a chance for some listeners to win some stuff. So, hey, Brian Ibbett, why don't you take it away and tell us what the hell we're doing?
I was afraid I was going to have to go for a second because doorbell rang and I thought it was some people taking out the trees next door. Nope, FedEx just dropping off a package.
Very nice.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Squirm, boys. It's a back and forth trivia game where our players match wits on topics that Cliff Clavin would have offered up at the Cheers bar. Scott and Brian will take turns answering multiple choice trivia questions, and if they get it wrong, the other player gets a point. The player with the most points after 5 questions wins the prize for their contestant, and we're pulling contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to be here and listen live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Katie T. from Nevada, I believe formerly from Chicago, because that's I met her in Chicago. Brian, you're going to be playing for Brendan J. from Concord, North Carolina. So just,
ooh,
you know, just
right north.
You can north. Wave
boom.
To him from your window. Just say,
a little
hi, Brendan.
A little fist bump. That's right, the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah you got to share those Panthers.
Form of a giant state.
That's boom. Right. You know what? You guys are like Voltron, and you make one giant panther that plays in the NFL. Yeah, good job.
It's interesting. You guys are both playing for people who live in the state adjacent to you. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Very good.
I like that. All right.
That's cool. All right, let's give you guys some questions. I think, Brian, I think you won last time, so we're going to begin with you.
All right.
Hey, remember McDonald's? Remember when you went and had a McRib live during a cover-thon? You went and drove there and actually ate a McRib while we did a live cover-thon?
I remember that.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Well, the item with the most calories at McDonald's isn't a McRib, believe it or not. Which menu item clocks in at 1,090 calories? Is it?
That seems light for McDonald's. Go ahead.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Is it a large raspberry triple thick milkshake? Is it a 20-piece box of chicken McNuggets? Is it a large McCafe Oreo frappe? Or is it a big breakfast with hash browns and sausage?
I'm surprised Big Mac's not on there.
Say the question again. I heard the possibilities, but go ahead.
Yep. The item with the most calories at McDonald's isn't a burger. Which menu item clocks in at 1,090 calories?
God, I just know that breakfast thing, that big
breakfast
crap.
Isn't that the one with pancake too, like eggs, pancake,
it
hash brown sausage?
Oh, my God. Never look at the calories of one of those pancake egg McMuffin things. What are those things called? The
McFlurry?
No,
the McGriddle. McGriddle.
McGriddle, yeah. But no, I'm going to go with the big, giant, nasty breakfast D.
All right. Is it
D,
the big breakfast
D?
It is not. Scott gets the point and a chance to steal but not get any additional points. Scott, the remaining answers are the large raspberry triple thick milkshake, the 20-piece box of chicken McNuggets, or the large McCafe Oreo frappe.
I feel like it's those nuggets. It's all those nuggets. 20 nuggets.
Who's meant to eat 20 McNuggets anyway? Why is even that little, not a single serving? One.
Even like a little 4 or 6 piece is really too much. It's like there's whatever's around those fake pieces.
Agree
of
to
meat.
Disagree.
It's not. It's not good.
I'm on my 6th nugget with the sour sauce, the sweet and sour sauce. Oh, more, please.
Both got it wrong. It's actually the large raspberry triple milkshake.
That's what I thought it would be, but I was like, nah.
Well, maybe you should guess that if that's what you thought it would be.
I know, but this is always a mind game because it's like, here's multiple choice, and it's like, well, that makes sense, but this one over here, that sounds like it would be it, so it can't be it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
The 20 nuggets have to be a big bunch, though, if you did that.
I can't believe none of those things aren't over 1,000. I would have thought all of those would have been around 2,000 calories.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I know. It seems like the lowest calorie thing at McDonald's is 1,090 calories.
Yeah. Good Lord.
The 20-piece... Oh, I found it. The 20-piece McNuggets caloric intake equals...
they don't know because no one's ever been able to do it.
Well, hold on. It's here. Why does this article take so long?
The TikTok McNugget challenge.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll die.
This article says it's going to tell me the caloric whatever, and it never does. It tells me how much
clickbaited. Clickbait.
I did. It tells me how much each one weighs and stuff like that. I don't care about that.
Let's see. 4 pieces is 193 calories.
So not even close to 1,000.
So five times that is about, it's just under 1,000.
Still a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Well, I don't think anyone's suggesting you eat it, but go ahead. I think that's share size.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that category and go over to Scott for this one.
Good.
Maybe this will kick you off of fast food. A study showed that this contained the most traces of E. coli at a fast food restaurant.
Oh, Lord.
Is it the milkshakes, the French fries, the chicken nuggets, or the crushed ice?
Mm.
I heard this somewhere, but now I don't remember. I remember crushed ice and being a little shocked by a story, but it may have just been that story and it wasn't like the most whatever, but I'll say crushed ice because for some reason that's a memory for me.
It is indeed the crushed ice. Yeah, crushed ice.
That's because
they've
handled
sticking their hands in there and getting ice cubes out after going to the bathroom or whatever.
Let me tell you how gloves don't work.
Yeah.
I see people do it all the time. They put gloves on and they just work on everything. I'm like, okay, that's protecting your hands, but you're not working with
you're handling
material.
The money and now you're just pushing the cup into the ice and
So let me ask this. Is this a talking about the self-serve ice as well, like what when you get a drink?
It doesn't say, it just says
I would assume so because they still fill that thing up because they bring out a big old bucket of ice and they pour it in there.
Use their hand to like pull it in and
get it all out of the tub and stuff.
Use one of those again.
All right,
that's horrible.
Scott's in the lead 2-0. Brian, this one's going to you. Listen, don't do anything that's going to kill more brain cells. How many brain cells die every second all by themselves in your head? Is it 100, 1,000, 32,000, or 320,000?
Oh, my Lord.
I like the idea that they're all having like little baby brain heart attacks and just falling over dead, by themselves. Right, exactly. I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with it died of natural causes. I'm a coroner. I'm a brain cell coroner. I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, you said B was 1,000?
B was 1,000, yes.
That sounds so rounded. And C was, what'd you say was?
32,000.
That seems like
320,000.
It is a lot, yeah. But there are so many. There are billions, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are billions.
I'm going to go with C.
32,000?
Yeah.
The answer is C, 32,000. Very good, yes. Brian. Well done.
How often do they die?
Every second.
Every second.
Holy
every
second, shit.
32,000.
Every second I'm having a little funeral for 32,000 brain cells.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Where they go?
Yeah, but there's others being, it's all like out with the old, in with the new, right?
Right,
new cells come in and old cells go out.
Yeah. Talia and Bobby might be able to clarify on this. Like they're talking about neurons versus brain cells or versus glia,
clusters.
GLIA, but
right.
I lose a lot more glia than your average man.
Glia. Yeah. Glia.
Glia.
All right. This one's going back over to Scott. In 1978, the typical CEO earned roughly 30 times their typical worker's salary. As of 2018, how much more did the typical CEO earn today compared to office workers? Did they earn 100 times more money than their typical worker's salary, 87 times more money, 287 times more money, or 154 times more money?
No one's going to win at this game. This game sucks.
Right, exactly. Like, even if you get the right answer, we all lose.
Yeah. I'm still sad.
Well, I know there's, you know, recent data showing massive spikes in
right.
disparity.
And, you know, and obviously this isn't Bezos or Zuckerberg. Or
yeah, they're not like typical.
Typical CEO compared to their office workers.
Like the guy what runs Pepsi, for example, or something like that, is
right.
my guess.
Right. Jiffy Lube. The Jiffy Lube guy. That's right in the middle. Jiffy
right.
Lube.
Let's go with was there a 287?
There was a 287.
Yeah, right. That's the one I want to do.
287. That's exactly right. 287 times more money than their typical office employee.
It felt like that was a lot, but not unrealistically a lot.
Hold on a second. I got to go talk to my CEO. Be right back.
Yeah.
Exactly. No kidding. Yeah, he's crazy.
He's
all right. Well, that
money.
That,
mathematically, I'm eliminated.
You've been mathematically eliminated. There's one more question, and you get
excellent.
It, Brian.
Right. Excellent.
In Iran, 14 of these were arrested on suspicion of espionage.
Hmm.
14 what was it? A, squirrels. B, toddlers. C, Iceland tourists or tourists from Iceland. Or D, circus clowns.
Iran.
God, this feels like such a trick question because only one sounds reasonable, right?
Right, exactly.
And all the rest of them sound insane. So you're like, well, it can't be the reasonable one. It's got to be the insane thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a political move to be able to get babies from one spot to another. So I'm going to say that even though it was charged that way, I think there was other motivation. So I'm going to say babies.
Babies, toddlers.
Toddlers.
Is the answer
yes.
toddlers? No. Scott, you get another point. Do you want to take a stab at this?
Yeah, give me the remainers.
The remainders are squirrels, tourists from Iceland, or circus clowns.
I mean, the temptation is to say circus clowns, but I kind of like tourists from Iceland.
Sure. Like hovering over the ground. Oh,
yeah.
No, those aren't Iceland tourists.
Yeah,
they all have weird Gudmundsdóttir names. Is it tourists from Iceland and Bjork? No, it is not.
It is clowns.
No, in Iran, in 2007, the Iranian army arrested a team of 14 spy squirrels found near a nuclear enrichment plant. Officials say they succeeded in apprehending the suspects, quote, before they were able to take any action.
Wow. Spy squirrels?
Now, see, I definitely feel like I was scammed.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. That's what it sounds like. Ice squirrels.
That's right.
Or spice squirrels.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I said ice.
Congratulations, Scott, and by proxy, congratulations, KDT from Nevada. You're getting a pair of games from Wesley on Steam. Nice. You're getting Orwell, Ignorance is Strength,
yes.
and PGA Tour 2K21, the newest edition of PGA Tour.
I love that game. I have that on my Series X and PC. It's a fantastic golf game. It's the golf game to own. They make all the others look bad. It's great. It's really good. If you like golf. If you don't like golf, then you know maybe you don't want it. But
exactly. But Brendan J., you're not going home empty-handed, or you're not staying home empty-handed anyway because you didn't come in. You're getting Neon Abyss.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
that's
that
a good
great.
One as well. Way to go, Tar Heel.
Are we continuing the trend where the person who gets the single game gets a better game
I don't know.
Than the
you
other
depends.
I think it depends on your taste in this case, but they're both excellent. But that second one is a really awesome little roguelike pixel thing. I loved that one. I had a total blast with it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Both will be happy, cool. I believe. I believe that's
good.
How go.
Good. We want them both to be happy and satisfied with their
Congratulations.
Win.
Congratulations. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, Brian. Today, speaking of little pixelated roguelikes, often those come up on the show we call The Boop Show, which is happening later this afternoon at 3:30 Mountain Time. We talk about indie titles and whether you should be playing them or not. We play a couple and talk about them during the week, as well as some news and some other stuff. So you should check that out if you want to watch it live at 3:30 Mountain Time right here at frogpants.tv. Is there anything you'd like to add before I cut you off?
Absolutely. I've been enjoying Arcade Tycoon. And also, right after the Boop Show, I will be guesting on Chord Killers.
So oh, very nice.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's a great show to guest on. So look forward to that.
Good people over there. Good people.
So wait, are we before or after that thing?
We're before. Oh. Me and you'll be doing the Boop Show. And then right after that, we'll be the Chord.
It'll be nice and tight. Nice and
nice
tight.
Nice and tight.
Yep.
That's what
tight
she
and
said.
Low. All right. Brian, have a fantastic week, day, time, thing, hours before I see you again. Bye. All right. He's gone now. There's nothing but to do except for...
to-do news.
Shit. Here it is. It's time for the news brought to you by...
Do you have strong feelings on why smartphones don't need screen protectors or why mechanical keyboards are the best keyboards? Review Geek is looking for freelance writers with 3 years or more of professional writing experience to fill out our geeky technology content. We pay $100 per article, and we pay on time every time. Not 20% of the time every time, but on time every time.
Nice.
You'll never have to hound us for payment, we promise. Head over to tiny.cc/rghire, all lowercase, that's rghire, H-I-R-E, to apply. And as long as we're paying for this spot, we're going to make you say, we messed up. The fourth TMS anniversary mug should have said, there are four mugs. Come on, get it together, guys. That's a good point. Why didn't we do that? Why didn't we do there are four mugs? No, you know what? We put that on the fifth mug. That's
oh,
where it's
right.
The funny. That's where it's the funniest spot.
Yeah, duh. We're doing that. Brian's
yeah,
right.
Except and that's not the fourth anniversary. We're on about the. It'll be the 11th anniversary in January.
Yeah, we're way past that. But we do have a certain. You know, we only have a finite number of mugs, and when we hit the
right,
fifth,
exactly,
it makes more sense to put that on there. So we're gonna. That's a great idea. We're totally gonna do that.
Yeah, I like it. They're off all mugs.
I think we're already locked in. So you could say...
Or maybe it says, this is my fourth coffee. No, that wouldn't work.
I don't know.
There are four mugs. Way
either
back.
It may have had a little Picard head on there going...
Yeah, that's exactly. You don't get it unless you see a little Picard head.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Unless there's a little Picard head, forget it. All right. Hey, check this out. I know you and I, at least, are Seinfeld fans. There's plenty of them out there. Many consider it the greatest sitcom ever made. Now the chat room can sit and talk amongst themselves.
Yeah, here they're going to say, I hate Seinfeld. Seinfeld sucks. I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, we can predict everything you guys are about to do. Anyway, the fans are all upset because the iconic comedy series has a new aspect ratio on Netflix. And this isn't necessarily breaking news. This has been kind of an argument for a couple of weeks, but I did want to talk about it. All 180 episodes of the beloved 90s sitcom Seinfeld recently dropped on Netflix. However, fans are noticing... the jokes aren't translating as well as they used to in a couple of cases anyway, thanks to the streamer updated the show from 4:3 to be 16:9 in its aspect ratio. The frame is cropped, thus leaving out some important visuals on the top or the bottom. Social media is vocal about the viewing experience, with many pointing out specific instances in the show where the ratio crop is the worst. Example that comes up a great deal is season 8 episode The Pothole, in which in a particular scene, George Costanza, Jason Alexander, is yelling at the pavement, but with the update, what exactly he's yelling at is not shown because it's cut off. Now, the same thing happened with Simpsons and Disney Plus. Yeah. And Disney Plus ended up fixing it. Or not fixing
And you know what?
Going back.
And here's I'd much rather get the shows in 16:9 and not have the weird black bars on the TV and stuff like that. But here's all, I mean, just go back and fix the episodes where people have noticed plot points that are out of frame. Like, this one's a good example. Are there others? You know, this is the only one I've heard about, was the pothole issue.
Even if there are, they're only going to be maybe a handful. So go back and just tweak those, shift it up a little for that one scene.
Right.
And you're good. And otherwise, I mean, some have complained that it just, the show feels too cozy and framed in now.
Oh, right. Because you're having to technically zoom in because you're...
Yeah, but what I found is we had it on yesterday, and it's fine. It's just fine. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
Did you hover over the play button for Seinfeld and then make a GIF of yourself hovering on?
No, because, you know, that was background noise. We didn't really watch it.
I know. It's a whole different watch than you basically, when you commit to watching Parasite, it's... you know, you can't have the iPad open. You can't be tweeting on your phone or anything like that because it's subtitles. You got to pay attention.
Is it why is Parasite listed as a comedy drama or drama? Comedy drama.
Because there are dark comedy elements to it. There's almost like a Twilight Zone, not a Twilight Zone, Black Mirror kind of thing. I don't know. There are aspects of it that are like, huh, okay, all right, kind of thing.
Do you think Lennonade ever has any real fun in his life? Do you think everything...
For those of you listening to the audio of this, Lennonade just said, because it's funny, you boob.
No, that's not what he said. He said, after that, can they go in and fix the chronic misogyny?
No. Seinfeld.
Is there anything you can enjoy? I don't think there's anything left. There's nothing Lennonade can enjoy. That's a real bummer.
Lennonade, we love you 3,000.
Of course we do.
But he's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is a thing. Netflix promoted Seinfeld like crazy this last week or whatever, or the week before it aired there. Mm-hmm. Now, this is odd because Netflix had Seinfeld before.
Right.
And ran it in its original aspect ratio for a long time.
Bought by Hulu or somebody else had it for a while and promoted the crap out of that they had it.
Yeah, then they got it. It just changes hands. Whoever, I don't know who bellies up money, and then you just change hands. So Hulu had it. They had the 4x3, and they've had it for more than a couple of years, I think. And then there was this 3-month hiatus, and then Netflix making this big deal about it coming back. I don't know if that 3 months was all the time needed to freaking get everything in 16:9. I don't know. But like, if I watch Cheers on Netflix, it's 4x3. I don't know why they had to change it. And I know, and I'm not,
that's true, that's a good point.
I don't really care, honestly. Like, the black bars don't bother me either way. Like, that's how I watched that when I was a kid, so whatever, it's just not that big a deal. But
and you've kind of got the option on some of your devices, certainly on tablets. My iPad can do this, where if you're watching something that's got black bars, you can double tap on the screen and it zooms it to where the shortest of the ratio goes to the largest.
Right.
Like, basically it goes to fill as opposed to actual size.
Right. Right. I mean, if I had my druthers, it would be make it zoomable, but not lose any definition when you do that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they can even do that. Like,
I don't know if they can do that. That'd be great if they could.
Yeah.
Right.
Just let me choose.
Give people the option. If they want, if the black bars are a problem, then.
Yeah.
Some TVs. I guess, it is an issue. I retract my previous statement. I guess you kind of want it in the format that it was originally shot for, because that is what the director had in mind for the layout of the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so that's the thing. You can go watch it. It's on now. So go check it out. Yeah.
I don't want to now. I'm not going to get any of the jokes. What's everybody looking at in the bottom of this frame?
I didn't know this. Netflix promoted Seinfeld, the Seinfeld move to the streaming. They keep saying the streamer. Quit doing that article. Deadline.com.
Streamer.
With a new ad featuring comedian Jerry Seinfeld and Bryan Cranston's character Tim Watley situated on a Lego set based on Seinfeld's apartment. All episodes are currently available for streaming. I didn't see that ad.
I didn't either.
I mean, I know he's Tim Watley, but J.C. Calhoun
said it was
bad.
Yeah, I know that there
was
a recent Lego set based on Seinfeld, the apartment, Jerry's apartment.
Oh, right. Didn't you get? You have something that's his Jerry.
I have the Funko Pop.
Oh, right.
Version of the apartment, because it's not. They're actually good sculpts of the characters as opposed to the dead eye Funko Pop.
BS. Right. They're the ones with not the giant heads, right? They're the other kind.
Right. Exactly. All right, I cover up the bottom of it. Who's this? Who's this guy?
I have no... Sheldon.
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
No, surprise, it's Batman.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, surprise.
We should Bruce do a Wayne. Whole game of Guess the Funko Pop.
Based on just seeing the head.
Yeah, the only one that you'd get is that Klingon, or that Worf one.
I'd have to spend so much money on getting these, or I guess I'd just get screenshots of them in Photoshop and cover them up.
Guess the Pop. That's a great name, too, Icor.
It actually kind of is, yeah.
There's something
there.
Guess the
Funko.
Guess the Funko Pop. That's a great way of satirizing how shitty they are and having fun with it at the same time.
Yes, exactly. No, I do like the that apartment scene, because what's great is as I finish painting my Marvel minis, I can put them in that layout to take pictures of them to put on to put online to show people. So, you know, I can have Scarlet Witch sitting there in Jerry's kitchen with all his cereal.
Yeah, right? Yeah. A bunch of bowls laying around. Exactly. It's good stuff. All right. Here's a thing for you.
Okay.
The people who claim to hear the Northern Lights, they exist.
Oh, sure.
You can hear them
in one of the Rankin Bass animated deals.
Oh, well, right.
Twinkle, like the North Pole thing. Or is that Elf? Or am I thinking of Elf?
What is that? Hold on a second. Oh, that's so familiar now.
Yeah, yeah.
You dug something up from my childhood.
That's an easy one to spoonerize. Don't worry. I'll be laughing at that when I go to Raskin Bobbins for some ice cream.
Yeah,
later.
Some Raskin Bobbins. 23 Bobbins. Flavors. They got 23 flavors there, Brian. 23.
13 flavors. Yeah.
There you go. Right. The people who claim to hear the Northern Lights. That's a thing. A whooshing or a whizzing sound. It's a question that has puzzled observers for centuries. Do the fantastic green and crimson displays of light of the Aurora Borealis produce any discernible sound? Conjured by the interaction of the solar particles with gas molecules in Earth's atmosphere, the aurora generally occurs near Earth's poles. I don't mean the Polish. Okay, that's not what I mean. Where the magnetic field is strongest, reports the aurora making a noise, however, are rare, so people do it rarely, and were historically dismissed by scientists. But a Finnish study, which is now finished, in 2016, claimed to have finally confirmed that the Northern Lights really do produce sound audible to the human ear. One of the researchers involved in the study captured a sound possibly made by the captivating lights, and it was estimated to have originated 70 meters, or about 230 feet, above ground level. Still, the mechanism behind the sound remains somewhat mysterious, so they don't really know what's causing it, but some people can hear it.
Some people claim they can hear it. It's probably, you know, you see something and you just visualize what that would sound like in your head.
Yeah. That makes it illusory.
Yeah, I was really hoping when we were in Northern Ireland that we would have been able to see the Northern Lights, because that's the furthest north we've been on a trip, and people have said that from up there, from the coast up there, you can see the Northern Lights on occasion.
Sometimes. But not always, yeah.
Not always, no. I mean, it's not, you know, they're not always turned on, those Northern Lights. Mm-mm. You got to wait till they're turned on.
Yeah, that's right. Someone may have forgotten. You get there at the wrong time.
That's right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. The way I see it is, if anyone could hear it, my wife could, because she has super hearing, and now it makes me want to take her there and see if she can hear them. But she knows, and Carter's in the chat, she can confirm this. Kim can hear everything. Every little pin drop, Kim hears it. That's and smell, funny. By the way, she has super smell as well. She can
really?
Smell a dog turd 50 miles away. She can tell that something in this furnace room is wrong because of a smell that no one else can smell but her. It's weird, her senses.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
According to NPR, like there's an NPR article from July 10th. Thank you, TVZ Gone. Researchers from Finland's Aalto University say they've confirmed that the Northern Lights do make noises that can be heard down on the ground.
Oh, so done deal.
But it's another Finnish study, right? So we have competing Finnish studies?
Yeah, the Finns are running around, you know. Well, floating.
Make
around,
up
I'm
your
sorry.
Mind, Finland. What is it? Can we hear it? Can we not?
Yeah, they're floating around with their translucent bodies.
That's right. Exactly.
I would be so distracted. They'd get up on their podium to tell me about their hot new study, and they'd start saying "Borka Borka Dinka Donka," and I'd
they
go.
Start seeing their little heart. Their
I
heart
would
know, beating.
I would just see their heart beating through their chest like a baby fish the whole time. I can't pay attention to that.
Would people be as excited about the Northern Lights if they sounded like screaming? Just like constant screaming.
Get us out of here. We got to go. Why? I can hear it.
Yeah, we move out of our house up in the north every winter for a couple months just because of the screaming Northern Lights.
Yeah, that would suck. Oh, that would really suck. Nobody would live anywhere near there. All right. Final story. This is a quick one. A British Columbia woman wakes up to a hole in her roof. There's a hole in her roof. And a space rock on her pillow.
Oh.
Yeah, she almost got hit right in the noggin there.
I don't remember going to bed with this space rock.
Lake Louise, there was like a whole meteor thing happening there. I don't know where this is, Lake Louise, somewhere.
Well, British Columbia.
British Columbia, we already know that part.
Yeah.
That wasn't before Christ.
she's that old. She's a BC woman.
Yeah, she's not a cave woman. She's a BC woman. Anyway, there was this meteor thing flying over there. So a whole bunch of people saw it. It was like a big fireball up there, and that happens a lot. But longtime Golden resident Ruth Hamilton, not Golden, Colorado, however, was fast
then
asleep.
I blame it on the beer.
No.
Well, maybe. Blame it on the Coors.
At least she was asleep till roughly she was awoken by the sound of a crash through her ceiling and the sensation of debris on her face. Face debris! I jumped up and turned on the light. I couldn't figure out what the heck was happening, eh? She said. Because she's Canadian, see?
Yeah, I'm muting my mic because I'm pouring coffee.
Hold on. Yeah, pouring coffee. Got it.
There we go. Okay, coffee poured. I unmuted my mic.
Brian's into porn coffee. Did you guys all hear that? Porn coffee. She said she took a look around to get her bearings and spotted the rock sitting neatly in her pillow next to where her head usually lays. She called 911, unsure of what to make of the projectile. Police arrived on the scene, and after establishing that the rock was not there as a result of an ongoing construction or in the Kicking Horse Canyon, they settled on the only explanation that a meteorite had come through her roof. It's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. That's a decent size, like the photo.
Yeah, how would this be if it could have just gone right through her skull.
Yeah.
Through her roof, it would have hurt at least. Let's see. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, that's a big piece.
That's a big chunk. Wow. And the fact that, you know, it had to have been hot. It didn't catch fire, like burn her pillow or anything.
Yeah. That's just gnarly.
Yeah. Are we sure that's not just tightly packed urine that from an airplane flying over that has to melt now?
Right. Now you got to burn it to get rid of it. I'll tell you what. I hope they let her keep it. That's kind of rad.
It is, yeah.
A, you survived it. B, it's cool. It's from space. You have a space rock.
She's earned it, really.
Yeah, you don't get to take that away. At the very least, chip off a chunk for her or something. Let her keep that damn thing. All right. That's going to do it for the news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll spend a little time with Bill. And, of course, Steven Schleicher is here. He's in the chat right now, in fact, hanging out. We will see what's going on with both those guys after this song break from Brian Ibbett.
Sure, and we're going to slide into some smooth California pop. Matt Costa has just released his album, or re-released his album, Yellow Coat. It actually came out in 2020, but he's actually got a new, longer deluxe version of the album. And it's got 5 new recordings of his songs, including this one right here with some special guests. This is a song called When the Avalanche Comes, featuring Jack Johnson and Zach Gill. Mm. This is great. This will slide you right into some smooth pop for your Monday, like a nice relaxing, let's get that day started kind of music. Yeah. Here is When the Avalanche Comes by Matt Costa, featuring Jack Johnson and Zach Gill.
Is it that walks all alone among the ancient trail of thrones? When the avalanche comes, I'm gonna be a friend all the way down. Try to leave your past. Just remember it's all part of the path. And when your bones are earthquakes, I'm gonna be the one to calm you down. You can make it, but don't ask why. Some live and some fall and some die. tell you the answer the day. The Avalanche Club. Gotta be the one to dig it out.
The voicemail of Scott, a normal man with an incredible story.
The House of Johnson pays a chair and two chickens.
You're writing checks with the year 2011 that your body can't cash in 2012. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're back, everybody. That song once again was...
Yep, that's Matt Costa, and the song's called When the Avalanche Comes.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're sure somebody didn't come over and just throw a rock in her house? Just thought of that. What if it's like a kid?
Well, but it went through the roof. Like, yeah, how do you get? How do you fire that thing with enough power to put a hole in the roof?
No, that's a good point. You'd have to have... You'd have to be Strongman McGee to get that in there.
You would have to be Strongman McGee or drop it from a high place or... Yeah. Put some velocity on that thing.
I agree. You don't. You're not. You're not Superman. You know.
No.
Supra.
I'm not Superman.
I don't know why I didn't think of that song, but you did. All right.
I did because it's you well know, it's what I do.
It's what you do. All right. Punishprops.com incoming. Represented by one Bill Duran. He's going to talk about you know, the world of making stuff, because that's what you guys are interested in at home. You want to make things, so here.
Your bat cave's open there, Bill.
All the way from punishprops.com. It's Bill Duran, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hope your Monday is all it could be and more.
So far, so good.
That's fantastic.
Looks a little gray out. We're in the gray season in Seattle now.
Yeah, the gray season.
So it's just going to be gray from now until about 2025.
Right, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be gray for a bit.
When do you come out of this gray period?
Sure. We had so much rain yesterday, over the weekend, and it was awesome because it cleared all the remaining crappy smoke out of the sky that we were still getting from or parts of Oregon and California. And it was the most glorious big sky, white cloud, mountains crystal clear weekend I've ever seen. It was amazing.
That's cool.
I just loved it. I took a bunch of pictures and shared them up on stuff. People want to see them, but just absolutely gorgeous in the Salt Lake Valley for the weekend. So take that, anyone else who had a shitty weekend. Hey, so Bill, Let's get into it. You're all about the making and the making things and the cosplay and the freaking you know, making cool replicas and all that. So today you've joined us to do more of that. What's going on? What are you making right now?
Well, there is a new Ghostbusters movie coming out very soon. Apparently at New York Comic Con, if you went to the Ghostbusters panel, they just straight up showed them the movie. Like,
oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Just, yeah. Wow.
Mm. When's like what's the release of this
the
thing?
The cast was there? Oh, soon. Very soon.
Can't find the
name. November? Oh, is it in October? Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. All right.
You got to get it out before Halloween, right?
I would think
That's a good point.
I mean, Ghostbusters.
Well, I mean, it's already been delayed.
Okay, November 19th. Oh, okay. We have a little over a month. Never mind. We got time. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Very nice.
So it's out. It is out before Halloween 2022.
There we go.
Yeah. Nice.
So anyway, hype is absolutely peaked for this thing. I'm very excited about it. And the new movie, from what we've seen from trailers and everything, has lots of props, lots of new props, and updated versions of old props that I'm very excited about.
Mm.
Things like the ghost trap. I've seen the ghost trap with some fun modifications on it.
Yeah.
The Ecto-1 looks really, really cool. With, again, they've added more functions to it, which I'm very excited about. And, of course, the proton pack.
Yeah,
classic proton pack. I'm sure we'll see lots of that in the new movie.
The trailer or the IMDb listing has always been interesting because it says that Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Sigourney Weaver are in this movie, but you and Ernie Hudson. But you, I just did the worst Ernie Hudson thing that everyone complains about people doing to Ernie Hudson. I didn't remember him at the end and then added him in as like an afterthought, and that's exactly what the series has always done. Gosh dang it. Anyway, the point is they're named in here in the credits. Now that could be as Venkman, as you know, Raymond, sure, yeah. As Ray.
Even in the trailer, you see YouTube, like they're watching a YouTube video of the old Ghostbusters commercial.
Yeah. But then there's that thing at the end.
Right. You do hear a voice.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me, it made me want to go buy groceries. Let's just say that. That's a fun hint no one will get, maybe. Anyway, I'm so excited about this movie. I don't even know why. I'm probably too excited because it's not going. There's no way this is going to live up to whatever. But maybe it will.
I hear the reviews are saying that it's got a lot of heart. That it's got a lot of fan service, and a lot of heart. But
And Paul Rudd.
And Carrie Coon with blonde hair, almost unrecognizable Carrie Coon.
Yeah, and that Finn Wolfhard. What's his name? Finn Wolfhard. Yeah. Who doesn't want that stick with hair? Anyway, Bill, sorry, I derailed you. There's a lot.
That's fine.
Yeah, the point is Ghostbusters, and you're thinking a lot about those props.
Absolutely. So over on our buddy, the Tested Gang, they just put out a video where Adam put together a proton pack. And he had a lot of help. Ben Eady was there. He is a prop guy who worked on the movie. And in fact, on Tested's channel, you'll see they have a handful of videos covering the movie because they got to visit the set when they were filming, which is very so cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Oh, there's here it is. Oh man, these videos look so nice.
Right.
Yeah. They do.
So that video, I have a little insider knowledge because I showed up to work at Tested a couple of years ago, and all of this stuff, all this proton pack stuff, was filling the shop. So this was filmed a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic.
Oh wow! Right.
And now the movie's coming out. They're covering it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of Adam's parts for his proton pack were casts from original parts. So the main body of the proton pack was casting, I believe, with some lineage to the original proton pack. He stuffed it full of electronics, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he used a lot of metal parts, like real metal pieces on it, which really help add to that authenticity.
I want one back.
Yeah, proton packs are so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I made one a couple years ago. And I love mine. Adam's is very cool. Mine isn't quite as legitimate as Adam's, but mine is still awesome. It's still a very
You don't quite have the budget that Adam does.
Mm-hmm.
No, or the resources, let's say.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, my proton pack, instead of having castings from mold that was has lineage to the original. Mine was made from vacuum-formed forms that were made by a fan instead of castings from a mold. And I have lots of plastic resin cast parts on mine. For example, there's these two wacky valves that Proton Packs have. And you can buy them. I looked them up. You can still buy these valves. They're like 40 or 50 bucks a piece, and I need two of them. But instead of spending $100 to make my valves more legit, we have resin castings of those same valves on my Proton Pack. It looks almost just as good. It's just not quite as legit.
Sure.
So just as an example. However, there are a lot of other parts on my pack that I could replace with legitimate metal parts that aren't really expensive. So that's what we did. So we have a video over on our channel over at punishprops.com.
Yeah.
Forgot the URL on my website for a moment.
Yeah.
We just put out a new video today where I go through my Proton Pack and update some of the parts, especially the plastic screw heads. A lot of the resin cast parts on my Proton Pack, they cast the screw heads right in there so that you don't have to add your own afterwards. It's really quick and easy. However, I replace them with metal ones, real metal ones. The real metal hardware is so cool because it just looks and feels better than even the best paint job. The metal can be painted and sanded and scratched to make it look really old, and it's really easy to do that. So that's what we did. We went through and picked out anywhere that still had a plastic screw head on it.
Would you have any trouble getting something like this into a con, with the metal and stuff? Is that ever an issue? I don't know if they would stop.
Probably
you.
Not. A Proton Pack, I've never seen anyone have trouble getting in with that. Mm. Metal blades tend to be the metal that people worry the most about, and they should. Putting metal screws on your Proton Pack, people haven't really... no one's made us think about that, as far as I know.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's probably heavier, right? You're going to...
Right,
so
yeah.
You do have to, consider that. Like, if you're going to be on a con floor for 6-7 hours with this heavier metal backpack thing, at least know that going in. That you're gonna
right, definitely, yeah. My Proton Pack probably weighs 20 pounds, maybe.
That's pretty
good.
Doesn't
sound like too much until like hour 7.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That's where you're really appreciating that vacuum form.
Definitely. Absolutely. And I added 20 screws, maybe an ounce or two more of weight. Shouldn't be too bad. So what we did basically is just I pick a screw head, and for most of them I could use my drill and just a drill bit to remove the screw head, just drill it until it's gone. And then I'd have to drill a smaller hole for the shank of my real screw. So I went and found I have thousands, tens of thousands of screws. I don't know. I have a lot of screws. Tell me this. Do you guys have a bucket in your garage or like a peanut butter jar that's just full of every screw that you own?
Yeah.
Random assorted screws.
We kind of keep those in the bottom of the big red toolbox. We lift up the top part that's got all the tools we use all the time and just throw them down there and say, let God sort it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Ours is a big green open bucket with like a handle on it. Uh-huh. And it just sits in the garage and it's full of screws. And the problem is they're not uniform. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you'll never find exactly the right size.
No.
It feels impossible. But
however, if you want to add screws to a prop and make it look really cool, those are good candidates. They don't need to be functional. They don't have to actually hold stuff together. They just need to look neat.
Sure.
So I went through all of my screws and found a bunch of different screw heads that looked like they fit the part, that looked kind of neat, and I swapped a whole bunch of them out.
Nice.
Now, if you don't have a Proton Pack but you want to try this out, there's a bunch of fun projects you could do. So for example, you could buy a resin cast of a prop off the internet and then put real screws on it. Or you could 3D print something and either remove the screws and add your own, or some props that you print don't have the screw holes in them. So for example, my Blade Runner gun and my Vash the Stampede gun, I sell those 3D print files on my website. People can download and print them and then add real screws to them, which is really fun.
Sure.
But if you want to just give this a shot and you have a Nerf gun or a toy gun kicking around or any sort of prop thing that has like fake screw heads on it, then all you need to really is a drill, some scrap screws, and you can swap a whole bunch of them out to make them feel more legit.
Nice. I think this looks really, really cool. I am desirous for more. I actually kind of just want to watch Ghostbusters, to be honest.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not the second one. I hate that movie, but the first one I love. So.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Why that am I recently. Drippings with goo?
Oh, I hate that second one. It's not a good movie.
Ego.
It's so bad. It has moments, right? Everything.
It has its moments, and it's elevated just by the fact that it's got Aykroyd and Hudson and...
Hey, look at you giving Hudson a second billing. That's good.
I'm making up for earlier. Is what I'm doing. Yeah.
I like it. All right. That video, of course, up and available right now at punishprops.com. Of course, the YouTube channel as well, which is where I'm looking at it. And that's awesome. Bill, any bonusy linky things this week?
Certainly, yes. Our friends over at the Modern Rogue have been cooking up some tomfoolery. Mm. They made what they're claiming is the world's smallest potato gun.
Oh,
it's a very tiny little gun, and they use it to shoot French fries.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. Pretty adorable.
I had
it's
a
only
big,
mildly dangerous.
Me and my friends had a big potato gun that we built when I was, I don't know, high school age. And man, we could have made the coolest YouTube video if we could just switch eras. Yeah, it would have been amazing because that thing was great and it was dangerous.
Yes, very real full size potato guns. Well, the Modern Rogue guys built one, and a couple of years ago, I flew down there. We made a ballistics gel head out of Jason with a plastic skull in it, and then we shot it in the eye with a potato gun, and it destroyed the eye socket.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, potato guns, no joke. This tiny one, though, should be pretty safe.
Look at that. Oh, man, it is super tiny. What are you using for propellant?
Just compressed air. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no explosions, just compressed air.
Wow. Well, fantastic. Go check that out, Modern Rogue, of course, on YouTube. And Bill, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a really great week.
You betcha.
Bye now. Oh, speaking of things I forgot, Canadian Thanksgiving today. Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah. Nice. Isn't it?
Enjoy your turkey, eh?
I think it is. Hold on. Canadian Thanksgiving.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is. Canada Thanksgiving.
It is.
It's today. Okay, good.
Cool.
I'm not jumping the gun.
Happy Thanksgiving, Canadians.
Yeah, I hope you guys do whatever you do. I don't know what you do. What do you do? What do they do?
Well, I think they eat like the rest of us.
Do they? Do they? Like turkey and they do all that?
Yeah, I think everything's covered with gravy and washed down with Molson.
Okay. All right. They eat food.
They eat food.
Canadian Thanksgiving has a hole in it. That's right. They do. All right. Now.
I'm curious, actually, what the different, like, if they have different dishes and stuff.
I don't know.
Let's see. What's your... Turkey stuffing, sauces, sides. It looks pretty...
Like pretty standard.
Pretty much the same.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea.
Oh my God. Look at these Hasselback potatoes.
Oh, Hasselback.
Hasselback roasted butternut squash and cheddar gratin.
He hasn't done anything cool since Knight Rider. Yeah. Hasselback.
I thought you were going to go to The View or to Fox News or something.
No, he's David Hasselback. Just such a great, great action hero of my youth. All right. Let's play this.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, look who it is from Hayes, Kansas. Major spoiler zone, Steven Schleicher. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian.
Hey,
good morning.
Nice to hear your voice. How's things at the school? You doing good? Everything all right?
Yeah, almost midterm. Yeah? This is the last week before midterm, so.
Didn't you have somebody spoke or did a remote thing with you recently and it turned out real good and I can't remember who told me they did it with you. Crap.
Oh, I've had Justin come in and do stuff. I've had you do stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Tom Merritt has come in a couple of times.
Is there somebody recently? Like a recent thing?
Or? Probably not.
No, I
usually do it in the spring.
Oh, okay. Well, that was always fun. So I look forward to maybe doing more of that.
I'll keep you in mind.
for the next generation of future.
Or maybe
leaders.
Even Brian.
Yeah,
keep Brian. Me in mind too.
Yeah, get Brian in there. Brian would be great. Oh man,
I've done podcasts before. I could do a podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. Now this is just coming into the class and talking about being an entrepreneur and all that stuff. So.
Uh-oh, phone call. Yeah. Is this an important one?
Yeah, sorry.
Is it from the dean? It's not from the dean?
It's one of those. No, it's one of those. Your car insurance is expiring. Get your extended warranty today.
Oh, so they're bullshit is what you're saying. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, all right then. It's good to have you here, Stephen. Let's get into it. I wanted to tell you right off the bat. This is a fun experience, a little comic brush with fame I had yesterday. Reading or had read the first issue, which is all that's out right now, of the Comixology original, although I read it on the Kindle app under Prime Reading, so Amazon needs to freaking get cohesive. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway.
Well, they've merged your Comixology account with your Amazon account.
Yeah, which is
so
fine.
So now you can read everywhere.
It's fine. It's just confusing because
It
says it's a Comixology original on the book, but it's listed under Prime Reading. Which is not connected to Kindle Unlimited. Like, it's all over the place. It's so weird. Anyway, I'm reading that. They're new. It's called We Have Demons. Brand new independent that he worked on with him and Greg Capullo. So the Dream Team is back working together. And I downloaded it and started reading it and really enjoying it. You know, I was only just barely into it, but I just put out a tweet and said, Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo, loving this. Or, you know, I can't wait to dive into the series. Very excited about it, whatever. Just nothing, any big deal. I get a DM from Scott Snyder saying, hey, I saw your tweet. I just really wanted to wish you, best of luck with the comic and hope you really enjoy it. And let me know how you feel about it when you're done.
Oh, so cool.
It was nice. Yeah. He's a nice guy reaching out, It was cool.
He tends to do that.
Yeah. Uh-oh, what are you going to tell me? He's going to send nudes next? What's going on?
No.
It's just the start. By the way, I just saved 10%.
I'll send you an email.
Oh, you need to do that. Please do. Because he did that and then followed me. Now, am I on some kind of list now? What happened? Did something bad happen? Oh,
no,
Steven.
Not necessarily. I'll send you an email.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. I want to know what's going on. It's hilarious.
I don't know what to expect here. But anyway, I really liked the comic. I thought it was very cool. It's it goes a whole bunch of weird ways, and it's nice and bloody, and it's an
please
indie.
Please forward this comic to 10 friends or they will die.
Yeah. I posted in the chat. We've actually got a review of that comic up on the Major Spoilers website.
Oh.
So if anybody wants to click on that, they can go and see what our thoughts are.
Yeah, what'd you guys think here? 80% is pretty good. That's a solid review. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go read that. You guys get some detail on it. I quite liked it. Of course, I was like Capullo's work anyway. So just, it's a no brainer for me to read it. But now I'm super curious about your email. So please send me your email. All right. Let's get to the stuff that you sent to us. DC Fandome this weekend.
That's right.
NYCC, the New York Comic Con was last week. How'd that go anyway? Anything big from that?
I didn't hear a lot of big things. Now, I think Image had a panel or two there. Saga, for those of you who are Saga fans, returns in January.
Yeah.
Other thing from Image Comics? Kurt Busiek is taking all of his stuff, which was previously at DC Comics, and it's all going to Image, also beginning in January.
So. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So new Astro City, all that stuff is coming.
Is that getting pulled from... that'll be pulled from the app. I should read that stuff quick.
More than likely, yeah. And then it'll show up. I mean, it's still going to be up on Comixology, but it's not going to be through DC anymore.
I'll tell you what. If Image had a all-you-can-eat $10 a month sub, I'd do it right now. Like, why doesn't Image have this? Please do this.
Probably because it's more creator-owned stuff over at Image. That's mainly what they do. Yeah. So it's a lot harder, or would be a lot harder, to distribute that residuals or earnings to those creators.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I don't know. Find a way is what I'm saying, because that would be cool. Anyway, all right. So that was that. But instead, let's talk about DC Fandome. Anything you're expecting? Like any big blowout?
Man, if people. So here's the thing. Last year, DC Fandome was larger than anyone expected it to be as far as views, something like 65 million views over the course of the weekend. It was well produced. It was better than any Hall H presentation that you could ever go to. I suspect you are going to see the Flash movie stuff come up, Flash TV stuff come up. I suspect you might even see some clips from that, including, you know, the much talked about what's his face, who did Batman most recently, is supposed to pop up in this Flash movie and has said he's Ben Affleck. In the Flash movie. And he said that he's had a much better time on that than he did on the other films. So he may show up on that. I suspect we're going to see our first look of Shazam. We've already seen our first look of Peacemaker, the TV series. So that'll pop up.
Shazam. What do you mean? First look at the sequel, cause we've had our first look at Shazam in the Shazam movie. You mean like a,
yeah, like the new Shazam coming up, and Black Adam as well.
Oh, the new movies. Gotcha. Right. That makes sense. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So we'll get all that.
I suspect all of that, and the TV show stuff announcements will be made as well. This will be a big thing. They'll also have some comic book stuff there as well, but most of it's going to be focused on their media properties.
Do you think we'll get, in that vein, do you think we get a extended preview / trailer teaser something for the new Batman or no?
For the Pattinson?
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Okay, all right. I really want to get into that. Like, I want that out. How delayed are we on that? It's like a year. It would have been out about a year ago.
No.
On the original plan, wasn't it?
No.
No?
I think it was supposed to come out this year.
Oh, all right. So that's the delay. Okay. Well, I'm legit excited about seeing how Pattinson does, given the acting work he's done since Twilight. The dude's got chops. Mm-hmm. He's good.
Especially if you've seen him in Lighthouse.
Ooh. Yeah, dude, Lighthouse.
Oh, he's great.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. What are you doing in there?
Forgive that vampire crap. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
You got to break in somewhere, right?
My daughters are so funny. They were talking last night about, I'm not going to say this exactly right because I don't remember the wording, but they were talking about how everybody used to be either Team Jacob or Team, what was his name?
Oh, yeah, Ruprecht or whatever.
Jacob.
Jacob or Arthur or John or Jim Job. What's his name? What did he play?
I know. I'm trying to remember werewolf.
Team Edward.
Oh, Edward was Pattinson.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Jacob it was either Team Edward or Team whatever. And now they're all Team the Dad. The what's her name's dad? Because like apparently he was like, he's like dead handsome, mustache looking dude. And now all the girls who grew up with Twilight really like the dad. Anyway, it's pretty funny.
That is funny.
So maybe some Pattinson Batman. Shit, that almost fell off. Sorry.
I think we're going to see so much come out this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
And
cool.
I think that, honestly, if this goes as big as it did last year, I honestly don't think you're going to see DC, or I should say Warner Brothers / Discovery Networks, shelling out any big money for them to do a big media presentation at any Comic-Con ever again.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I mean, why pay millions of dollars to get celebrities to show up at a con when you can do something that's going to get a heck of a lot more views and a heck of a lot more attention on a live stream?
The games industry is going through a very similar probability mm-hmm. at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think you're probably right in the long term. I think that there's going to be pressure to try to, you know, glory day it and get it back to whatever it was, or, you know, by whatever definition people have. But I think you're just right about the economics of it. Forget about the pandemic for a second. What the pandemic has made people do is sit down and actually look at numbers and go, well, we're sure hitting a lot more eyeballs this way, and it's costing us a third of what it used to. And like, you can't, those economics, I just don't think you can deny those. So
I don't know the number of flights. I would be very interested to see the number of flights that go in and out of San Diego on the big Saturday and Sunday events. But each one of those, if they're doing a private flight for these celebrities, that's $20,000 a pop minimum.
Easy. Yeah.
Just from Los Angeles to San Diego.
Yeah.
And so you're spending millions upon millions of dollars to get these celebrities flown in from around the world for one day, maybe a little bit of signing, and then you have to fly them back out and hope that that's not slowing down production on whatever that they're working on.
Yeah.
So doing something like this where it's all kind of staged, very little live stuff where they can craft the message is so much better.
Yeah, it's better for me. I like it more. I like it with the games more. I think I enjoy E3 more when it's less stupid stage stuff where everything goes wrong and feels cheesy and dumb, And instead, it's just like, get to the meat of the stuff. Let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep.
I know there's arguments for all of it, but all right, some comics to watch for are coming up. Firepower by Kirkman and Samnee. Tell me about this. I haven't even heard of it.
So if you are a fan of like Shaw Brothers Kung Fu movies type stuff, Kirkman and Samnee have been doing this series called Firepower about a guy who had, you know, all this power to shoot fire basically mm-hmm. out of his hands. Mm-hmm. He kind of turned his back on everything, and now the bad guys are coming after him and his family years later. And so I thought I was out, but they're dragging me back in. And so if you like all the Kung Fu stuff, Kirkman and Samnee have really hit it out of the park with this. The issue 16 just came out last week, so there's still plenty of time to get caught up. This is a super fast read. Most of the previous issues are $1.99 now. Totally worth it. And for those of you that have been missing Kirkman since his Walking Dead and his Invincible stuff, I think this is right up there with Invincible. It doesn't have all the humor and stuff, but as Invincible did. But this is good, solid, fun comic books.
Yeah, I really liked his demon one. What was that called?
I have no idea.
Shit. They made a TV show, too. It was on a channel nobody had.
Freeform or something.
Yeah, it was like something like that. It was like a channel no one watches. Outcast. Yeah, do you ever read any of the Outcast
books? Yeah. No, I haven't. It's in my pile to read. Yeah.
They were great. I mean, it's a specific subgenre of demons, you know, like it's like this new Scott Snyder thing, but I really liked it. It was all possession and all that kind of stuff. It was fun. I didn't even know this existed. I don't know how this missed my radar. I love Kirkman's writing. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely go check it out, Scott. I think the first three issues might even be at a super reduced cost. So you'll want to go check that out.
All right. I'm in. I'll do this. And let's see which app I get it from. Will it be Comixology? Will it be Kindle Unlimited? Or will it be whatever Prime Reading is? Who knows?
It won't matter. Find out. It's all Amazon.
All right, fine. Then also Mark Miller's King of Spies coming in December. I've heard this mentioned, but what do we know about it?
Yeah, so this is a series at Netflix. Mark Miller, from many people may know, sold his stuff to Netflix, all of the Miller World stuff to Netflix a couple of years ago, and they've made a couple of shows out of his stuff. The newest one is King of Spies, mm-hmm. but there's also going to be a comic book adaptation, and that will arrive in December. So if you've been jonesing for some Mark Miller written stuff, he's got a new comic coming out in December.
Any connection of this with this to Kingsman?
Because no, also I do Miller. Not. I well, do it is not Miller, believe isn't that it? It is. Okay.
That is totally Miller. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got a new thing, right? An origin story.
The King's Man. I keep seeing. I've been watching previews for this thing in theaters for about 2 years now and just want the damn thing to come out. This and the new Jackass movie. Tina cannot wait for Jackass to come out so she can stop seeing that damn trailer for Jackass Forever.
I'm excited for Jackass Forever.
I am too, but I really don't want to see that preview. Yeah. I don't want Tina to see that preview anymore because it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
When does this movie come out already?
When is that out, actually? Is that
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder if there's a time you find a date. Well, all right, then. Good times, good stuff. Steven, anything else happening around major spoilers people at home might want to listen to or check out?
You know, we talked about the Saga stuff. We've talked about the Kurt Busiek stuff. We'll be talking more about that this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. Mm-hmm. So people can go check that out. It'll be up on the Major Spoilers website or in podcast feeds everywhere come Wednesday morning.
That sounds fantastic. I'm also going to drink a lot of water because you would tell me what. What would you tell me?
Yeah, I would definitely say, Scott, stay hydrated and watch Loki.
Okay. All right.
Maybe finish Captain America Winter Soldier or Falcon Winter Soldier. February 4th is when Jackass Forever comes out. So guess what?
Yeah.
When we go all of our winter Oscar watch viewing, mm-hmm. well, probably the Oscar movies aren't going to be MPA is probably not going to have
that is not going to happen, but I take your point. I take your point,
but I'm sure it'll be before Eternals and it'll be before any of the other things. Far From Home.
Yep. Hey chat, look at this. You want a SpongeBob or Ninja Turtles version of the Series X? These are coming out. Look at this.
Look at that. That's cool.
How cool? How perfect is SpongeBob as a he's already square. It's perfect. Look at him. Just stick him on there. The Ninja Turtle's more of a stretch. You just have to be kind of artsy about it, but you can literally make SpongeBob into your Series X. Oh, I want those. Mm-hmm. I don't really, but I do. Mm-hmm. But I don't really, but I do. All right, Brian. What else? That's it. No, no, we have a mashup.
No, we got a mashup. Marshall.
Yeah, we got a mashup. This one has a name. They all do. It's called A False Name. That is the name of the mashup. Yeah.
But how can we trust that name then?
I don't know. I feel weird about it. But I'm going to hit play, and we're going to see what it is. Enjoy.
It's your poop now.
You. I
thought it was more of a... That made me
it's your poop now. I emphasized the wrong word.
It's your poop now.
It's like a Doc Brown at the end of Back to the Future. Marty, it's your poop now.
Easy.
Wow, those would be the pipes of bag. Rhymes with fun. Break 19, I'm heading to Rhymes with Fun.
It's literally Rhymes with Fun, or this word Rhymes with Fun?
Yeah, the place description is called, quote, Rhymes with Fun.
I have no idea. What would Rhymes with Fun? I have
rhymes
no idea.
Rhymes with Fun. Jakey Graber has it. It is Regina, Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Your muscles down there can only handle about 7 inches before everything just shreds. And so...
Y'all have way more butthole knowledge than I do. I feel...
But that doesn't make sense. Rhymes with Fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme with fun.
No, but it rhymes with something fun.
Yeah, Regina. That's effed up. You should say, I'm heading over to Rhymes with Something Fun. That's what they should say.
Well, now you're going
to
say Rhymes with a Vagina.
A receptionist who was with him said she saw King pulling at her vagina.
Oh.
Pulling at it.
You're not supposed to pull at it. I don't know how those things work, but...
You guys and your magical equipment, we don't know how it works. Do you pull at it? So what do you think
I've got
is?
One of those. It's an organ.
Okay. Brian's got an organ. Here, I'm going to try trumpet ball without my eyes closed.
Okay, all right.
T-R-U-M-P-U-T. Trumpet.
Oh, so close.
Didn't I get it? T-R-U-M-P-U-T. P-E-T. Not trumpet.
Trumpet.
Did you play the trumpet in high school? The trumpet? I said something while she was doing it, and I think it freaked her out because it was loud.
And I held it up to Tina. I said, check it out. Looks like a duck's penis. And she says, no, it doesn't. That's not what... And I said, yeah, that's what a duck's penis looks like. It looks like a spiral like
this. What, are you some kind of duck penis expert?
Yeah, no
kidding. Yeah, I apparently am. And she says, really? Well, what do duck vaginas look like? And I said, a nice bottle of Pinot Noir.
There you go.
She was charged with burglary of an unoccupied conveyance and giving a false name. I wonder what name she used.
Yeah. Petunia Pullintwat.
Send your emails to Brian, not me.
I'll take those emails. It's totally.
Oh my gosh.
Look at all those show titles right there.
Oh my lord. That's just insane. That one, that bit.
That's funny. So much of that mashup came from just that one story.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That we went far and long. And our titles that day, that's all it was.
Yeah, it was all Petunia Pulling Twat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. And that was it was a bad day. It was a dark day.
It was a dark day for TMS and Jeeps.
Yeah, and Jeeps. It's no good for Jeeps. All right, we're done with the show. We had a great time, and we have more of it this week. So all week you'll get TMS and, of course, a PM on the weekend. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's just sign yourself up now. Resign yourself to knowing that every day this will happen. You get it either in your podcast player of choice, or if you come live every morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, you could watch us live. That'd be fine, too. I want to thank a couple of new patrons who joined our Patreon just in the last few days. Patreon.com/TMS is where they went. Jason Miller and Aaron Ways, thank you guys both so much for signing up. It means a lot. It is how we keep the lights on. I mean that literally. The show doesn't exist without your help. So Patreon.com/TMS, be like Jason, be like Aaron, and sign up today. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address if you got questions, thoughts, feelings, whatever. Quick note to all the folks who are now getting their copies of Rock Runners. Everything is shipped at this point. It's all just a matter of when is it getting to you. A lot of people have received it. As a result, some are saying, hey, is there a place where you fix the typo on the rules? Because I said there were too many of one kind of card and there weren't. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff has now been posted and updated over at frogpants.com/rockrunners. I'm going to be doing some video soon as well. Probably rope Carter into this. She doesn't know this yet, but We'll play some we'll play some games and do some example games and some stuff to help out anybody who might need it. Although it sounds like everybody's doing great, having a good time. A lot of people the weekend reporting they had a fun time with their families. And
I've got mine. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
You have to give it a shot.
Gotta just rip open the box and pick Tina up, put her at the table, and play some Ruck Runners.
Yeah, get Tristan over there and get the speed metal going, and he'll be all set. He'll be ready to go.
Right.
Anyway, more on that soon, but big thanks to everybody for all your feedback, and it's just great to see it in the wild. I don't know, it's just cool. Cool to see something like that come to fruition, so thanks for all your support.
For sure.
That's it for us. We're done. We need to play a song, though. Do you have a song you can play?
I have a song I can play. Okay. This one's going out to Dustin from Michigan. In commemoration of nothing except making it through the day today, I present to you a sea shanty. Play this whenever you want. Just want to share this song with everyone in the pool. Hope everyone's doing okay. Stay safe. Signed, Dustin from Michigan. Well, thank you, Dustin.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. This is great. I had to go back and look at the whole history of this thing because it's surprising who's involved with this. This is the Rockstar Sea Shanty. This is Nickelback and the Lottery Winners with a cover of Nickelback's Rockstar, but done as a sea shanty. This thing's fantastic. It was huge viral a deal at the beginning of the year, and so we're finally getting around to it. Released as a single this year, it is Nickelback and the Lottery Winners and Rockstar Sea Shanty.
I'm through with standing in lines of pubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a huge sail that'll hold the squalls and a big black ship with some cannonballs. Don't wanna join Davy Jones 20,000 leagues under the sea.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even grow my beard and change my name.
We all just wanna be big rock stars, living hilltop houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIPs with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile.
Everybody's got a rum dealer on speed dial.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Singing those songs that offend the censors.
Pumping like pills from a best dispenser.
Rock stars don't do mornings.
Get washed up sailors writing all our songs.
Get washed up sailors writing all our songs.
Yeah. Sing them every night so I don't get them wrong.
We'll sing them just till morning.
We all just wanna be big rock stars. Living hilltop houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIPs with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile.
Everybody's got a rum dealer on speed dial.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
He's got a rum dealer on speed dial.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Carrier has arrived.
Man, I freaking fumble fingered that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.